Well, there's another religiosity that we want to focus on a few moments with Mike Gendron out of Dallas, Texas. He keeps a focus on the Vatican and on Catholicism and what it is doing in this world that may bring to our attention a precursor of some type leading up to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, and in particular, Revelation chapter 17, the false church, which will be headquartered in Rome. Mike, there's some interesting things going on in Israel. The prime minister going to Rome to meet with the Pope to personally invite him to come to Israel. And then last week, you had the leader of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, speaking on behalf of the Palestinian people and doing the exact same thing, going to Rome to invite Pope Francis to come into the land of the Bible. I wonder, is there any reasoning behind the Jewish and Palestinian leadership trying to do this at the same time to get the Pope into the Holy Land? Is there any significance that you can see there?
Yes, I really do see some significance. Both of them, of course, are looking for peace. As we know, though, the Palestinians want more land for peace, and the Jews are unwilling to give up any more land. But it's really interesting. I thought one of the most fascinating things that took place when Abbas met with Pope Francis was the gift that Pope Francis gave to him. He gave him a pen telling him, "Surely you have a lot of things to sign." And Abbas responded by saying, "I hope to sign a peace treaty with Israel with this pen," the gift that was given to him by the Pope. So it's really interesting. I know a lot of people are already talking about maybe this is the peace treaty that will be signed between Israel and the soon-coming Antichrist. But, you know, Jimmy, I personally believe that the peace treaty that will be signed is really an affirmation of a covenant that already exists, and that's the land covenant. A lot of people think this will be a brand-new peace treaty, but I believe it's just a confirmation of a covenant that's already in place.
Well, it is interesting to watch these two different leaders, one of the Israeli Jewish people, the other of the Palestinian people, vying for attention with Pope Francis. As you observe all of this unfolding, Mike, do you see that the Pope is playing favoritism to either side?
Well, I do. I know that when he first took office, he really began by reaching out to people of all faiths. He's really become not only an ecumenical pope, more so than anyone previously, but really by befriending the Jews, this is something that the Roman Catholic religion has found difficulty doing throughout the history of the Israelis and the Roman Catholics. You may remember, Jimmy, that when Israel was renamed a state in 1948 and became a sovereign nation again, it took Rome, the Vatican, over 50 years to acknowledge its existence. And I also find it fascinating that as the Pope speaks of bringing peace to the Middle East, he will mention all the different countries in the Middle East, but he never refers to Israel as Israel. It's always the Holy Land. And so clearly, I think this Pope is not wanting to give up any control to Israel. He believes that it's the Holy Land and says that that's where the Lord Jesus was born. And I don't know if you've noticed that as well. He never mentions Israel by name.
I had not noticed that, but it's a very, very unique observation that you have there, and very important because, indeed, as we look at Bible prophecy, that's going to be how it unfolds, that which is headquartered, the false church and the revived Roman Empire, headquartered in Rome, Italy, will not have a good relationship with the Jewish state of Israel. There is a conference going on, a Catholic-Jewish conference being held in Madrid, Spain, and the purpose, it seems to be, to protect Christians and Jews. What do you know about this conference?
Yes, I'm very well aware of what's going on there, and I think, again, we don't know just how serious the people are if they're lumping anti-Semitism in with the Muslims' declaration against people of all faiths, including Christians and Jews. But clearly the two faiths, Christianity and Judaism, are being attacked by Islam. And so together I think they're joining forces to try and stop the persecution of the people of the book. But I also think it's very interesting that the Vatican is not only a religious capital, but also a political one. You know, Jimmy, it has embassies all over the world, and ambassadors are always coming to the Vatican from every major country on earth because, as we know, the Pope is one of the most powerful rulers on the earth. And this has been going on for quite some time. I just did a message on the woman riding the beast, and clearly the Roman Catholic religion has been riding the backs of kings and presidents and emperors and dictators throughout the last 1,600 years. And we know that the woman riding the beast is a religious institution that is riding the political backs of kings. I think this pope is becoming more and more influential. He's gaining popularity by really radically changing the image of the Roman Catholic papacy. He's become a humble pope. He's expressing his interest in feeding the poor and taking care of the poor nations on this earth. But if we look back just to see the power of this papacy, it was the Vatican that signed concordance with two of the most wicked kings in the history of mankind, and that would be Mussolini in 1929 and Hitler in 1933. And this was in return for hundreds of millions of dollars. And so when we see the Pope and the Vatican establishing relationships with the different religions and with the different political figures in the world today, this is consistent with its history throughout the last 1,600 years.
And consistent with that prophetic scenario laid out in God's Word there in the book of Revelation, chapter 17. Mike Gendron, who keeps us on top of what's happening with the Pope, Pope Francis, and also happening out of the Vatican in Rome, Italy. Thank you so very much, Mike. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Always a pleasure, Jimmy.